Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, give us wisdom today. You many times write things in ways hard to understand, but you reveal them unto babes according to your word. So, Lord, bless us with understanding today. In Jesus' name. All right, we're going to continue with No Weapon Formed Against Us Shall Prosper, number 2. And we're going to use an excerpt from Vision of the End of the World, given to Sarah Hoffman. After her suicide in 1979, the Lord sent Sarah back to Earth to repent and share a warning of the end of the world. Well, she said, this panoramic view of Earth came into view and then came closer and closer, like I had been out into space and was flying toward it. As the world zoomed up to me, I saw the whole world and then the various countries. I don't know the countries of the world very well, but as I looked at these lands, I instinctively knew what countries they were. I was looking at the Middle East and watched as a missile flew from Libya and hit Israel with a mushroom cloud. I knew that the missile was actually from Iran, but people from Iran had been hiding it in Libya and fired it. I knew that it was a nuclear bomb. Almost immediately, missiles started flying from one country to another, quickly spreading to all over the world. Well, let me say that the Alliance has said that there would be a fake World War III, and we can see the stage being set out there. I have said for months that this could end up being a real world war, and that the deep state is, of course, professional at getting in the middle and shooting both ways to start wars. Indeed, in Revelation chapter 6, we see the second seal brings a world war. A covenant is being put together as Nasara Jassara. That's right. Revelation 6, 1 through 8. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with the voice of thunder, Come. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. Well, as you know, Moses did some conquering at the beginning of Israel's tribulation to go into the wilderness, and history always repeats. Jesus in the man-child ministries is this white horse rider. We explain that very well in Hidden Manna for the End Times on our site. And so Moses is a type of that. He judged Egypt. And it was to set the captives free, actually. Verse 3, And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come, and another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. I believe this is world war. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, Come. And I saw, and behold, a black horse, and he that sat thereon had a balance in his hand, and I heard as it were a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A measure of wheat for a shilling, and three measures of barley for a shilling, and the oil and the wine hurt thou not. Well, this is obviously food scarcity and famine. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come. And I saw, and behold, a pale horse, and he that sat upon him. His name was Death, and Hades followed with him. and there was given unto them authority over a fourth part of the earth. Wow. Okay, so this is clear that the depopulationists finally get their wish. I'll put a little note here, too. Mike Adams and Steve Quayle interview warns about the planned and orchestrated extermination of the human race. So that's kind of interesting. So I'm going to go back to this verse. The fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, and with death. Well, the footnote for death here in the numeric Bible says, or pestilence. Okay, the numeric pattern is in pestilence. And by the wild beasts of the earth. Well, the sword, famine, and pestilence is a pretty common phrase, and it was used several times in the scriptures to speak of Babylon's taking down of the apostates and their system. Okay? So, this is what's coming. This is what's coming. I mean, I know there's a rosy picture out there about what's going to come, and part of what's being said is going to happen, and part of what's being said is probably not going to happen. So, she went on to say, I also saw that many nuclear explosions did not come from missiles, but from ground bombs of some kind. I knew that in the future there would be a nuclear war throughout the world, and this is how it would start. Well, we have to remember that she received this vision back in 1979. And she is going to see and tell us in this vision of many things we see being prepared now. Okay. Then my focus changed from the Middle East to America, and I understood that I was about to see some things that would lead up to the nuclear holocaust I had just witnessed. And as I looked upon the continent of North America, I zeroed in on the East Coast and then to New York. I saw New York with all of its buildings and people. Then I saw some tall buildings crashing to earth with tremendous smoke, debris, and dust everywhere. And I believe this, she has a note here, the World Trade Towers. Yes, I believe that that's correct. The next thing that I felt more than I saw was that shortly after this, there was no commerce, no shopping, buying, and was I impressed that there was no economy. So there was no economy. We're seeing all this now, okay? The economy had almost failed completely, and no one had any money. I don't think it's far that the crash is going to be. Well, this is happening now, and it is to bring down the deep state fiat dollar for the purpose of bringing online the new financial system. It's possible that they will not be able to bring it back completely. And I guess is because of plagues. You know, we don't know how much of this revelation can be avoided through repentance and spiritual warfare, so keep that in mind. Not everything that we receive has to happen, okay? Some things are warnings and some are prophecy. So, the next thing I saw was people being sick and dying. I saw this particularly in four cities, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Salt Lake. The disease started by having white blisters, some the size of dimes, appear on their hands, arms, and face. Well, this monkeypox thing is spreading now. It's been in a lab. It's been monkeyed with. So we don't know exactly what it's going to do, but it is spreading now. And back in November of 2021, Bill Gates warned of a smallpox outbreak. Bill Gates' germ game warning speaks about that. The smallpox is a much worse version of monkeypox, but the vaccine is the same for both. How about that? Mm-hmm. In March of 2021, NTI partnered with the Munich Search Security Conference to conduct a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic involving an unusual strain of monkeypox. An unusual strain of monkeypox. Caused by a terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in a laboratory. Oh gosh, they always practice for these things that shortly come to pass thereafter, right? Because they know they're going to come to pass. SIGA Technologies and Bavarian Nordic have official contracts with first world nations like the U.S. and undisclosed Europeans for monkeypox vaccine production as of May the 12th, just days before the outbreak began. They knew it was coming. This quickly developed, she said, into white puffy sores and blisters. People would stumble about and fall, and then many died within a short time, maybe 24 hours. I also saw other people with blood coming from their nose, mouth, eyes, and ears. It sounds like Ebola or Marburg, right? It started like a flu virus, and it spread very quickly, faster than the other white blister disease. The people who had this disease died even faster. This was more widespread across the entire United States. There were hundreds of thousands of people stricken with these two diseases. So this is the deep state's revenge, and this could be their method to cheat on or derail the midterm 2022 elections, and also Nasara Jisara, which they desperately want to stop. I knew that there were several different kinds of diseases, but at first primarily these two. They came from small containers that had been brought into the United States. These containers were like quart jars, and I was impressed that the people carrying them would just drop them on the ground in large crowds of people, and the people would become infected without realizing it. Yes, and we've had dreams of them dropping them in airports so that they would spread everywhere quickly. In these cities, as the disease spread, the people tried to flee from the cities out to the countryside. Well, let me say, I've been saying this, do it now. Don't wait till then. Do it now. Get out of the big sin cities. There was complete chaos in these cities and a breakdown of normal society. There was no electricity in them either, but I don't know why or how that came to be. Well, let me say that they are bringing the nuclear and hydro generators down to replace them with Tesla-free energy. And they're doing that now. But because of the plagues, they may not finish the project. In other words, electricity might stay down or stay down in some areas. Okay. She went on to say there were cars piled up everywhere blocking roadways, and most people then had to walk out with nothing. Well, they've warned that of CMEs from the sun bringing the grid down, which I think is just an excuse. But more likely, they have EMPs that will take down the vehicles. The disease started to spread beyond these initial cities. As these people were fleeing the cities, there were gangs attacking them and killing them. And that's, of course, because they were afraid of the pandemic spreading. In the cities that were struck with the disease, there was complete chaos, looting, rioting, murdering, a complete breakdown. And many people seemed to go absolutely crazy. And I sensed that the electricity had failed everywhere now and that nothing was running. Well, according to our dreams, some places will have electricity, and many will not, because the pandemic, I believe, will hinder the switchover. And some will attempt to deceive those with electricity out of their houses. You can imagine why. So, of course, everywhere she saw electricity down, but she didn't see everywhere. There was no communication or anything anywhere in the country. Well, they are bringing the internet down to switch over to the new internet connected through Starlink satellites. But the switchover could be interrupted by the pandemic or other things. Nothing worked. No radios or TVs. Well, because the electricity didn't come back up. I watched people throw rocks and break windows to steal TVs, which I thought was really crazy because they wouldn't work. No, these are people with an anarchist spirit. They're just going to do that anyway. It doesn't matter what it is. Immediately, as I watched this happen in the United States, I jumped back to the Middle East and saw the same thing in Israel. The same sores. And I realized that it was the same types of disease or sicknesses happening there. I knew somehow that whatever disease had been used in the United States were also being used in Israel. This lasted for only an instant, and I was back in the United States. There was a tremendously long winter that lasted into summer. Well, could be a nuclear winter, huh? We just had a long winter, by the way, that is still getting cold as of the end of May, which is strange, you know. It caught everyone by surprise and started the full famine. Actually, I realized that the long winter actually just increased the famine greatly to its full measure because the famine had already been in progress because of the storms, droughts, floods, and other plagues that had been happening over the few years leading up to the long winter. Yes, that's true too, huh? We can see that that's true. They did their best to destroy the crops and so on and so forth. Bombing food preparation plants and so on. It seemed that the year following the long winter was when everything started to go downhill very quickly, or things piled up one on top of the other without any breaks. Yeah, we've known this, that judgments are being stored up and they're going to be boom, 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 boom right down the line. The sense of time was not very clear because I was seeing several things that seemed to happen all at the same time or very close together. Well, this sounds like our current media news cycles. The Book of Revelation is not a series of consecutive happenings from beginning to end. In several places, the same time periods are being spoken of, but from a different direction and speaking about different judgments. And this revelation here, I believe, is the same. During and after the long winter, the disease spread everywhere and increased in severity. The economy was completely gone. That's happening. And the electricity was also gone. And there was complete chaos and anarchy all over the United States. There was no government, just a total breakdown. There was no food at all. I saw people trying to get food and were completely panicked because there was no food. I saw people digging in the ground for worms and eating them because they were so hungry. Well, at this point, at the end of May of 2022, the plan is crash the economy, the electricity, the internet, and the food supply. So this vision has been extremely accurate up to this point, and we must ask God for mercy for those he has chosen. Okay. Do I say it can't be changed? No, I don't say that. That's why I say pray, and let's find out. Also, during this time, I became aware that there was very little water and that almost all of the water had become poisoned. I can imagine that too. So that if a person drank the water, they would get the disease and die. Yes, they'll poison the water. They are poisoning the water. Many did drink the water knowing that they would die because they were so thirsty. Some of the people seemed to go crazy. I would say crazier. And went around in gangs killing people just for the sake of killing. Once a person has a spirit of murder, they have no conscience against this. Okay? the deep state is full of a spirit of murder. Others kill for food or for things, but the people who killed just to kill were absolutely terrible. They seemed like beasts, animals, completely out of control as they raped, looted, burned, and butchered people. I saw them go into people's homes and drag families out who were hiding there and rape them and butcher them. There was such a fear and a hatred that came upon the people. Families, wives, husbands, loving ties no longer mattered. It became survival only. And husbands would kill their wives and children for food or water. Mothers would kill their children. It was absolutely horrible and beyond description. Well, it's here that the New Age people will discover that man is not inherently good, but is capable of the worst. Just as Solomon said, Ecclesiastes 3:19, yea, they have all one breath or spirit, and man has no preeminence above the beasts, for all is vanity. So you know that's a false doctrine, right? They are capable of things worse than animals are capable of. And you never know what they're going to do when they're put under pressure like this. And this is not to mention that the tribulation came and not their 1,000 years of peace. Because there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. Why would God give peace to America, which is overwhelmingly pagan and antichrist? The air seemed to be filled with smoke, and many buildings and cities burned, and no one put them out. As I looked upon the scene of chaos, destruction, and smoke, I noticed that there were these little pockets of light scattered all over the United States. There were, I would guess, about 20 or 30 of them. I noticed that most of these places of light were in the western part of the United States, with only 3 or 4 in the east. And that, of course, I believe is because of the population density in the east. And there's a lot of places you can get away on the western side. But there are places being prepared by water and earthquakes in the east that will be safe. These places of light seemed to shine through the darkness and caught my attention. So I concentrated on them, asking, what are these things? I could then see that they were people who had gathered together, and they were on their knees, and they were praying. The light was coming from them, and I understood that it represented their goodness and love. I understood that they had gathered together for safety, and that they cared more for each other than for themselves. Some of the groups were small, with only 100 people or so, but in other groups there were what seemed several thousand. I realized that somehow many, if not most, of these cities of light had been established just before the disease attack, and that they were very organized. It was like they had known what was coming and had prepared for it. I didn't see who or what had organized them, but I saw many people struggling to get to them with nothing but what they could carry. And all right, these cities of light had food and were sharing their food with those who joined them in their groups. There was peace and safety in the groups. They were living in tents, all kinds of tents, many of which were just blankets covering poles. I noticed that the gangs left these groups alone, choosing to pick on easier targets and unprotected people. They also preyed on the people who were trying to get to the cities of light. Many people in these cities of light had guns to defend themselves, and so the gangs left them alone, but it seemed that the gangs just didn't want to come against them. Well, that's God can put fear in them. God can turn them away, of course. We are warned that they that take the sword will die by the sword. And if any man shall kill with the sword must he be killed. And I want to say that some of these people are innocent but ignorant. Some are coming to these cities of light, and they won't have this conviction yet, this understanding yet. And I would suggest that guns could also have a spiritual meaning. The power to kill will be in the saints' words as if they were a gun. The two witnesses kill with their words in Revelation chapter 11, indicating the time of grace is up for the wicked. And this could be up for anybody at any time when God says so. God speaks through people. He can do anything. He speaks through people. Okay. The people themselves can't bring any vengeance whatsoever or any curse, but God can speak through people who are wise and are overcomers. I realize that these cities of light, which is what I began to think of them, were only a short time, and then people in them would go somewhere else. However, I don't know where they went. But I seem to think that they gathered to the mountains, to the high places, and that could be spiritual too. They are there to be prepared to spread the gospel because we have a short time left. It's most important to share the gospel, not to hide out. But these places are going to be places where people are going to be prepared to go and spread the gospel. So then the nuclear war, which had started in this dream, the Iranian missile was fired at Israel from Libya, and then the invasion of the United States by Russia and China and other nations towards the end of the tribulation began. This is my note, okay? As time goes by, we'll be able to put this in better order, right? So she said, as I was looking at the cities of light, I then saw missiles coming and hitting some cities, and mushroom clouds started happening all over the United States. So she wasn't talking about the cities of light being hit. She was talking about the other cities, right? Some were from missiles that I knew came from Russia, and others were not from missiles, but were from bombs that were already in the United States. They were hidden in trucks and in cars and were exploded. I want to say that Russia and China attacks towards the end of the tribulation period, okay? I don't think we're going to see any physical invasions of them at this time, although one is planned by the communist Chinese, okay? I specifically saw Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and New York hit with bombs. New York was hit with a missile. But I think that Los Angeles was hit by a truck bomb, or actually several, because I didn't see any missile. I also saw north of Salt Lake City have a mushroom cloud, a small one, but no missile. Okay, Sin Cities, again, get out of them. In the darkness, I also saw little fireballs. I don't know if this happened just before or during the mushroom clouds, but there were millions falling everywhere. They were very hot, of different sizes, with most about the size of golf balls. And they fell from the sky. They left a streak of flame and smoke behind them. Whatever they touched, they started on fire. People, buildings, trees, grass, it didn't matter. I didn't ask what they were or where they came from, because by this time I was getting sick of the whole scene, and so I just observed and didn't ask many questions. Well, we've had many dreams of fireballs hitting the earth, okay? Almost right on top of these mushroom clouds, I saw Russian troops invading the United States. I saw them parachuting into a lot of places, primarily from the East Coast. I saw them parachute into Salt Lake City. I also saw Chinese troops invade from the West Coast near Los Angeles. Well, this is what we've known for many revelations, that the Russians come from the East and the Chinese come from the West. Many people have this revelation. I believe it's towards the end of the tribulation. The people who were still alive started fighting them with their own guns. I didn't see any military. That sounds a little bit like George Washington's vision. This was the nuclear war that I had seen earlier, and I knew that it was also happening all over the world, like I had seen previously. I did not see much of this war, but I was impressed that it was not very long, and the Russians and the Chinese lose. Well, that again reminds us of George Washington's vision. But I don't know how exactly. And the angels came to help in George Washington's vision. Okay. Now the smoke turned to a very thick, heavy, dark smoke. Just as things appeared to be as bad as it could get, then the earthquakes happened. And this happened during a winter. It seemed that this was the winter following the very long one, and so the chaos had been almost for a full year. The earthquakes seemed to start in the west, around Idaho, Wyoming, and then quickly spread everywhere. Well, we got the earlier earthquakes, at least two witnesses saying that they started in the east. So we'll see. I saw a huge earthquake strike Utah and then California. There were earthquakes all over California, but were especially devastating in the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas. Again, sin cities. Could this be the approach of Planet X? It is possible. What happened in history could happen again. When the planet did not escape the sun's gravity and went around again or even again. Okay, I'll touch on that again later. Because seemingly judgments from Planet X happened through the tribulation period. So I have this idea that it could be like this. Anyway, these earthquakes triggered volcanoes all over the West. They started spewing a tremendous amount of ash and smoke into the air, and the air became very dark and dirty. The sun was darkened even more because of the smoke and the ash that started raining down everywhere. Okay. Terrible stuff, I know. I also saw huge waves of water sweep over the west coast, and then I realized it was happening all over the coastal cities of the entire world. Los Angeles was almost swept completely away. Waves were huge. Well, I believe the tipping of the planet and the slowing down of the earth, because it spins at 1,000 miles an hour and centrifugal force holds the water at the equator. And this would happen because of Planet X flyby. I saw a big wall of water, taller than many of the buildings, perhaps as high as 20 feet, sweep over Salt Lake City. I thought this was strange because it was so far from the ocean, and I wondered how a wave from the ocean could travel all the way to Salt Lake City. I was impressed that it was not from the ocean, but from the ground. I quickly saw great cracks in the earth around Salt Lake City open up and water just shoot out of the ground. I felt that under the ground, very deep, there was a tremendous amount of water, and the earthquakes forced it up to the surface. Sounds like the fountains of the great deep broken up. Again, as in the days of Noah. That reminds us that the days of Noah are going to return. And when the water swept over the city, there weren't very many buildings left. In fact, there was a tremendous destruction with hardly anything left at all. Just a few buildings. The water went from Idaho down to near Cedar City and was very bad. And if you look at the Navy's map, you see that there's waters in the east too, covering large portions of land and in the Midwest also. In the cities, there was great destruction, and most of the buildings had been destroyed, and there was a lot of rubble. And though the earthquakes, disease, and floods, volcanoes, and tidal waves killed a lot of people, most people died because of the gangs and everyone killing each other and not from the terrible devastation. As I thought a moment about it, it seemed that the earth itself had become sickened at the terrible things that were happening upon it, and was finally reacting. I was impressed that the earth wanted to cleanse itself of the terrible chaos and evil that had engulfed the people. No, this is a little bit of error here. This is the wrath of God, not the earth. Okay. But a lot of people think that way. And because of the volcanoes erupting everywhere, there was now ash mixed with the heavy smoke. Ash was falling, and it was almost complete darkness everywhere. By the way, the ash, breathing it in, is very, very dangerous, too. You won't last long if you do that. The diseases had become very bad. I saw people literally die on their feet. There was another disease I saw. People had these red blotches on them, and then they quickly started bleeding everywhere, from every opening. And then they literally disintegrated or melted into unrecognizable masses of flesh and bone. I cannot even begin to describe what I saw. The dead were everywhere. This is a flesh-eating disease like Ebola. Could have jacked Ebola up even, you know, who knows. They love to jack these old diseases up. After this terrible winter, I saw the survivors pile up the dead into huge piles and burn them. The smell was absolutely terrible. I could smell it just like a little, and the smell itself would make you sick. In other words, you could just smell it a little bit, and then it would make her sick. This burning of bodies had happened a little during the chaos, but not much, because people were so worried about surviving, they just ignored the dead. I then saw four more things. I saw a huge earthquake in the middle of the United States. It was tremendous. It seemed to split the United States in half, about where the Mississippi River is. Remember, this is way back there now. And the crack in the earth that resulted was huge, and that area totally sank. It was miles wide, and it opened up, and the earth fell down. It seemed to swallow everything. Then water flowed in from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to the Great Lakes. Only they weren't lakes anymore. They became all part of a big inland sea. I then saw a series of tremendous earthquakes all over the world, but it wasn't lots of separate earthquakes. It was all part of one huge, gigantic earthquake that shook the entire earth. The earth's mantle slipping on the core from an earth tide from Planet X seems like a culprit to me. Because of this earthquake, water came upon the land all over the world, huge walls of water along all of the coasts. This earthquake and the walls of water made the earlier ones seem small by comparison. I don't know if the earthquakes that split the United States into two parts was part of this worldwide quake or not. I think it's a series of things. It's an earth tide, which happens as the earth turns and faces Planet X. The tide moves. So it doesn't all happen at one time, but pretty close, you know. I then saw a tremendous wind come upon the earth. As the wind hit, I saw people go into caves and into cracks of rocks to escape it. It was tremendous. It blew trees and everything away. It appeared to be stronger than any hurricane or tornado. It seemed like everything was blown away. I understood without asking that the great worldwide earthquake and the wind were somehow caused by a huge object like a planet or something. See, they didn't know a lot about Planet X back then, right? That had come very close by the earth and disrupted everything, and that it was near the end that this happened. Planet X was not known by the public at this time. Okay. I then was back to space, viewing the entire Earth from a distance. I saw this huge fireball, two or three times bigger than the Earth, approach the Earth. It was extremely bright red and gold in color, and then engulfed the entire Earth. Well, I've heard about the atmosphere somewhat partaking of the Earth, burning up the atmosphere and so on and so forth. When I saw this, because it was so different than everything else, I asked what it was, and I was impressed that it was the burning of the Earth that is described in the Scriptures. I understood that just before it came, Jesus had appeared to the Earth, and the good people that I had seen earlier had left the Earth with him and were no longer on the Earth. Well, timing? Planet X may go around the sun more than once. Some ancient historians reported that it hit planet Tiamat, which then became the asteroid belt, and this slowed Planet X so that it could not escape the gravity of the sun and till it went around again, and maybe even again. I don't know. The last time could be the rapture and the great and terrible day of the Lord. And that is a judgment for the wicked, not the righteous. They're gone at the beginning of that. 40 days into the great and terrible day of the Lord, the rapture happens. Read Hidden Manna for the end times. The only people left were the few wicked who had survived the devastations earlier, but there were not many. Wow. Well, this is a revelation given to Garrett Crawford that fits pretty good with this. We call it economic devastation and the monkeypox plague. This dream has stayed true to how I saw it in 2008. I haven't changed a word. I think the first crash was the economic crash of 2008. The second crash is what is happening now in the economy. I found it strange that the survivor of the crash put on a monkey suit. This could represent the market crashing at the same time as monkeypox arrives. Well, we see that it is arriving, right? And that the crash is happening, right? So he's very right on that. I dreamed I was given a word from the Lord that another 9/11 attack would occur. It was profound enough that I told the members of my family. And a long time passed in the dream, and I had forgotten about it because it didn't come to pass. Okay, well, that happens a lot of times. This is an old dream here. Both of these are old dreams here, you know. Many times we forget the things the Lord reveals to us and begin to doubt him because the things spoken did not come to pass, or other people said, oh, it's a false prophecy, blah, blah, blah. They do that pretty quick. So, after an extended period of time, I saw myself and a few other men castrating ourselves, and we had performed another surgery on ourselves as well. In this surgery, we had removed some organs from our abdomens. We thought that we were doing a good thing, but there were complications with the surgery. So they thought it was good, but there were complications. Always is. Let me say, castration represents cutting off the flesh of man's ability to sow his own seed. You know, without him, we can do nothing. But we got to have that revelation, right? And the surgery represents cutting out the flesh and the organs that feed the old man and cause him to live independently from faith in God. We'll understand this better as we go on. The complications represent the trials and testings that God sends our way to prove our faith and our commitment to walking in agreement with our promises in His Word. After many weeks, I realized that I was not healing properly and that I may have taken out too many organs that I had really needed. And this represents walking by sight and looking at the problems, and also regrets for having chosen to follow the Lord and give up everything of our carnal life for Him and His kingdom. We all walked around after the surgery carrying a plastic bag full of our organs because we thought we should keep them. like just in case, right? We'll go back to the old way, right? Well, let me say, don't try this at home, kids, okay? The devil will try to convince us through fear, doubt, and unbelief that we need to hang on to our flesh and that it was a mistake to give up our fleshly lives and appetites, right? We prayed for God to help us reconnect them ourselves, but we tried to no avail to reconnect them, okay? Yet there's no going back, and it's too close to the end to go back, okay? So this represents shrinking back and desiring to reconnect to our old lives, our old appetites, and the people we've left behind for the sake of discipleship. Hebrews 10:35-39 says, "Cast not away therefore your boldness, which hath great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that cometh shall come, and shall not tarry, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that shrink back unto perdition, but of them that have faith unto the saving of the soul." I finally told the group of men that I was very troubled and wanted to go to the hospital to have the doctors reconnect my organs. I had lost faith in a supernatural healing. At that moment, I ran outside, determined to get to the hospital as fast as I could, carrying my bag of organs. As I ran through the door, I found myself outside on top of an apartment building. Well, the top of the apartment building could represent heavenly places in Christ, those who are sanctified through separation from the Babylonish world and its systems. They are hidden in Christ in Psalm 91, and they have that protection. I could see that I was in a big city. I would say Nineveh, America. And as I looked ahead, I could see the Twin Towers, also mentioned in the previous Revelation, standing in front of me. Okay? Saw the Twin Towers standing in front of me. Remember, he saw that there was going to be a repeat, right? There was panic on the face of all on top of the building with me and on the street below. A plane had just been ripped out of the air and literally thrown to the ground in front of the towers a few seconds before I walked out. I looked down and I could see the mangled wreckage of what used to be a commercial airline fuselage. The towers were not damaged, but the plane crashed right at the base of them. What could this mean? Could these towers be symbolic of the American economy and empire? The first crash of 2008 did not destroy America. Okay. As I looked in the sky, another plane flew by the towers and caught fire and suddenly crashed into the top of the second tower. So this could represent this current economic crash, right? It's the second crash, and it hit the second tower. And this one will bring destruction to America, the economy, everything. At this moment, I looked at my mother, and I realized that the thing the Lord spoke to me about came to pass. A second 911-style attack. And that moment, I changed. I was so full of faith and peace. I said, if God is with me so much that he showed me the future, then he is with me enough to also heal me. Well, amen. At that moment, I took the bag of organs, representing the fear, doubt, and unbelief of the past life, right? And threw them so hard, they flew over to the one of the twin towers and landed next to the wreckage of the top of the tower. So it went to the wrecked tower, right? The top of the tower was filled with water like a huge pool. Well, I believe the tower is kind of like a Babel, you know, the American Babylon, which is under the curses pronounced against it by God. I saw America as a huge fish pool in a dream years ago. The Hebrew name for Nineveh is written in ideographically with the cuneiform sign of a fish within an enclosure. And I saw the U.S. in a vision as a fish enclosure. And the fish, of course, swimming around on the inside. Okay. So the bag just floated around until one of the survivors of the crash swam over to it and grabbed it. I told her not to touch it, but she took the remains in the bag and put them on like clothing. Remember, this was a sign of unbelief, doubt, fear, right? And when she put them on, it looked like a monkey suit. Uh-oh, people are going to run to the vaccines again, aren't they? Through fear, doubt, and unbelief. So all of those who cling to their fear, doubt, and unbelief will become victims of the vaccines of the deep state plagues represented by the monkey suit or monkey pox. Here we go again. People don't learn. Then my mom, sister, and I ran inside our apartment, and I said, we need to leave the city right now before mayhem ensues. I would say you need to leave before then. You don't want to raise children in a place where they don't want to leave their friends, right? Grab what you can carry and let's go, he said. I filled a couple of garbage bags full of food that was in the pantry, and we ran to the SUV. So we have warned people to leave the big sin cities. Spiritually, this represents fleeing into the wilderness. Revelation 12 and 14, and there was given to the woman the two wings of the great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, where she is nourished for a time, times and a half a time, from the face of the serpent. There's those bright cities, right? Just a thought, he says. This shows that when these bad times come, many lost and unsaved people will be terrified and scared, which will drive many to God. Well, of course, it'll drive some people to take the vaccines, y'all. But he goes on to say, but the believers who are knowledgeable about the things to come will rejoice because they know what is happening. Yes, the end is coming quickly, and so is the Lord, right? The tribulation will have the complete opposite effects on the two groups. The believer will know that God is doing these things and that they are in his hand, whereas the unsaved will not see any sovereign control and just see chaos causing them to panic. I think the start of these things will kickstart a revival among God's people. Amen. Garrett, I believe it 100%. All these things are going to bring revival and revival and revival. And this is so great because we need this opportunity, folks. Eternity is forever. And we need this opportunity with willing, motivated vessels to hear. And it's coming. It's coming. We want to see revival. We want to see our loved ones come in. We want to see many multitudes of people come into the kingdom. So we're going to have to endure some of this stuff. Places are, yes, prepared in the wilderness for the woman, which is the woman church, to escape through these things. Not all will escape. Some will be martyrs, obviously, after the middle of the tribulation period. The deep state of that time, the deep state of this time is going down, okay? But basically, people are the same. People will step forward and take their place. And these people will want to kill everybody, especially Christians, who they're going to blame for all of this. You understand? They'll blame for all of this. But we know better, but it makes no difference. We are going to see the King one way or the other, right? And God, let it be, Father. We just want to see you. We want to see you gather in your people from out of these multitudes of ignorant folks that need to know you. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So, Lord, I believe you're going to restore the fear of God. They're going to see people escaping these things because they have the fear of God and they have the love of God and they have the faith of God. And they're going to seek that which they see in these people who have peace, I believe. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you so much for what you're doing for your people, Lord. Amen. You say, we don't want to see that, David. We want to see this 1,000 years of peace. Nope, ain't going to happen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't going to happen. We need all this before the end. Also, Father, please be with Michael and the brethren in their study and pour out your spirit upon them, Lord. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear. All right. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. You might want to listen to this again. Mm-hmm. Good night.